భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
వెరీ పర్సనల్ భాగవతం 10th క్యాండో తిలక ఇష్టల కళ్య.
సో కళ్య, యు ఆర్ స్ప్రేయింగ్ టు కృష్ణ. వి ఆర్ హియరింగ్ హౌ యు ఆర్ స్ప్రేయింగ్. His prayers are very important for us, especially although we are devotees, but we have so many, we can say, faults. Nature is different. If I want to please you, first I have to understand your nature. Unless I understand your nature, I can please you, I can serve you. And to understand Krishna's nature, to understand Sadhguru's nature, we have to change our attitude, we have to change our nature. We have to open our heart. We are closing our heart. What is real prayer? When someone is praying, you can say, when you pray, why we call it is prayer? When we are praying, our heart should be open. With open heart, we should do prayer. Suppose I am in a problem, I want your help. So how I am praying, you know, if someone is a really needy person, someone wants help, someone wants help, and he is sincere, he is praying, you don't think Krishna will reciprocate with him. This is not possible. I don't believe. But Shastra never said this thing. Someone is praying, Krishna will not hear. If someone will pray sincerely, Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. Through Sadhguru, he will hear our prayer. When we have different idea, different nature, and we want to cultivate Krishna consciousness according to our ideas, our thoughts. Parampara system means, even you don't like something, but still you have to follow parampara, because parampara means by all these parampara systems, if we follow the parampara system, acharya systems, Bhagavata principles, then there is chance to see Krishna, to serve Krishna. According to time, place and circumstances, when you are preaching, you can adjust. You understand, when you are preaching in a school or college or to students, at that time you are adjusting. You cannot speak tattva. You cannot preach tattva. In preaching, you can adjustment. But in practical life, in devotional life, you cannot adjust. That you have to follow. Preaching according to time, place, circumstances, we are sometimes compromising, we are sometimes giving different formulas, different principles. But if we have desire to get Krishna, then we have to follow acharya systems. You can divert your attention, your attitude, your practice from parampara systems. That will not be very helpful. When you are following acharya systems, but still you are thinking, I am an unqualified person, there is hope. Therefore, Gurudev always used to say in Uriya, if many lives you have weakness, there is no problem. Still Krishna will help you. But if you are allowing crookedness to your heart, you are blocking your heart. You are blocking Krishna's mercy. You are stopping Krishna. Now, don't come to me. Gurudev said like that. If many lives you have weakness, still there is hope. Krishna may deliver you. But if you have crookedness, this is very dangerous. And to realize, I am a crooked person, I am a fallen person, like Kali is saying, I am a arrogant, I can say, always in angry mood. I have to realize our own position. My eye is just covering our consciousness. My eye is so powerful, it just covers our real identities and presenting a false identities. Even the false identities, it is so, we can say, so powerful, it comes to even Tyagis, renunciators. Oh, I am a sannyasi, I am a brahmachari. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, I am not sannyasi, I am not brahmachari, I am not grihastha, I am vipro, I am not brahman. Why Mahaprabhu said? According to Varnasam system, a sannyasi is always in higher position. But Mahaprabhu said, no, I am not sannyasi, I am not brahman. Why Mahaprabhu rejected? Because up to that stage, still, there is chance to cover your maya, can cover your consciousness. There is chance. But it is not easy to free from illusion. It is not at all easy. Like by our own effort, like Kaliya prayers. Not possible. Unless you become a real servant of Krishna, unless we pray sincerely, opening our heart, then there is chance when we serve Guru and Krishna simultaneously. And follow Guru's instruction. By Guru's mercy, you can know your real position. Real position. What is my real position? Now we know I am servant of my real position, whether now I am Krishna's servant or Maya's servant. Whether I am following Guru's instruction or I am following mind's instruction. Whether I am depending on Guru or I am trying my best. We are not comparing these things. But when Sadhu Guru saw our mercy, then you can, I am diverting my attention from Guru's teachings. From Parampara's teachings. So this nasty thought is coming, this proudness is coming, arrogant nature is coming. You can realize yourself. This is not a, you can say, genuine way. Just by blaming someone, just by saying something, you can get something in this life. If you criticize someone, if you see the faults of someone, that is only it is one type of test, you know. Because in spiritual life, we are not finding any test. This is our test of our life. To see others' fault and, he have this fault, I am free from this fault. But you are not clever. What fault now you are judging with others, that fault may not be with you, but you have another fault. But your mind is saying, I am better than him. If you are faultless, then why you come to this material world? But our mind wants to see others' fault. Therefore, Jiva Goswami said, this is nature of the human being. You cannot stop. So better, you can do one thing, see your own fault. Is it possible to see our own fault? No. Practically impossible. Now Kaliya is seeing your own fault. This is real identity will come. See your own fault. Always saying, Acharya is saying, see good in other and see bad in yourself. We are saying something. But where? Very higher. Platform. It requires, we can say, maturity in spiritual life. It does not mean how many years you are cultivating Krishna consciousness. Don't plan for that. Know your own position. In which stage I am? In which stage I am? I am chanting for many years, but in which stage I am? That is important. If attachment is not coming, death is not coming, but Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava's holy name. And many years you are chanting, only offense. Therefore this story was Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur. Yeah. I was just reading one article. He said about this Guru Seva and how to serve and how to chant. And Jagannadas Babaji Maharaj, he had a disciple. And disciple is always complaining. Because Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to go there. Always. Parasikya always used to go there. Where? He is always going to Jagannatha Swaji Maharaj. And the disciple of Jagannatha Swaji Maharaj always complained to Bhaktivedanta Thakur. You see, I just give up everything. I came here just for Hari Bhajan. But my Gurudev is not allowing me. Jagannatha Swaji Maharaj is not allowing me. You see, 300 years before, conditioned soul is always conditioned. His nature was always like that. Always, you can see the same tendency. At that time also, some souls are like that. He's always complaining. Why Gurudev saying like that? Why Gurudev saying? Always saying, just go. But whenever he wants to chant, Jagannatha Swaji Maharaj says, there is an eggplant, just give water there. There is a banana tree. Just give water there. Whenever he just coming, start to chanting. Guru is chanting. He said, fed up. He said, I give up everything. I came here. I give up everything. I came here. Just for chanting. Because he, Gurudev is chanting day and night. And he engaged me in just putting water in the eggplant. He is always complaining Bhaktivinoda. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, it is better to give water in eggplant than to chant 64 round or 124 round with Namavarat. Don't imitate Mahabhagavat. You don't imitate Mahabhagavat. This is better. Just give water in eggplant. That is your bhajan. That is your adhikar. You don't think you know many things. Then you are preaching now. Everyone knows you. Now you are creating your adhikar. Forget about this idea. You understand? Adhikar means your own position. You know many things. You can preach many things. But your what is your position? That you don't know. Sadhguru knows. Guru knows. Guru knows. Therefore he is Guru. Therefore he is Guru. And therefore we are disciple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur straight said. Straightly said. Better just give water in eggplant than to chant 64 round or 128 round by committing offense. Because he is Guru, he knows. By giving water in the eggplant, then you can, in future you can, there is hope to chant Hare Krishna purely. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also saying something. I was saying in Vinaya class. One of his follower, he just came stay with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to, because he was sleeping only for 2-3 hours. And last of his days, he was like totally in trance. Always thinking about Radha Madhava. Yes. For his devotion failed. Our mind still thinking something about home, heart, body, wife, children, money, happiness, distress. Where is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness. Therefore I said, this word Prabhupada has brought from spiritual world. This word manifested. Krishna consciousness. Before always ashram, matha. You know? Ashram. This ashram, that ashram. It is like traditional word in India. And matha. Those are saintly persons staying, this is called matha. But Prabhupada brought this word from spiritual world, it manifests Krishna consciousness. Where is Krishna consciousness? 24 hours you have to think about Krishna. 24 hour busy, no other idea. No, that is Krishna consciousness. No other idea, no other thought, no other job. This is Krishna consciousness. 24 hour we are engaged in Krishna service. Krishnastha, then how can we understand Krishna? How can we understand Krishna's position? Pure devotee's position? No. You don't think 22 hours you are engaging in with sense gratification with your bodily matters and two hours you are chanting or 1 hour you are reading, then now you are you know everything about spiritual things. No, this is not up. Krishna consciousness, Mahaprabhu is saying it. Kibhujane, kisayane, kibhajagarane, ahar nisa chinta krishna vada, vallaha vada. 24 hour. Ahar nisa. Ahar means day, nisa means night. Always think about Krishna and speak about Krishna. No other thought about except Krishna's seva, except Krishna's topic related with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Such a high. Yeah, we can Krishna consciousness for that purpose. We want to see Krishna. We want to go back to Godhead. Go back to Godhead. This is our job. This is a serious job. Serious job. In which level you are, it does not mean, suppose someone is grihastha, it does not mean, oh, I am grihastha, something is relaxed for me. No. Something is now relaxed for you for the time being. Later, you have to prepare yourself. How to become fully Krishna consciousness. For Ramachari were grihastha. But like I was saying this story, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in old age, was totally absorbed in trance, always meditating on Radha Madhava, Leelas, Mahaprabhu's Leelas. One of his followers imitated Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that time used to drink milk only. Most of the time he was drinking milk, not taking any food. Then he emitted. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur not allowing him to drink milk. And he upset. He gave up. Accompany of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and went to his house. And he said, no, and arranging milk only. If I will drink milk, then I will become pure devotee. What is that? By imitating, you can't become pure devotees. Don't try to imitate. Guru is always guru, disciple is always disciple. However you elevated may be, you are not fully Krishna consciousness. Still my eyes touch with you. We are discussing these things. Actually, when Guru and Krishna shower mercy, express sincerely. If he shower mercy, then you can know your own position. When you know your position, I am a fallen person, then you can pray. Then by Krishna's mercy, there is chance to change your nature, change your attitude. That is hopeful case. Otherwise, hopeless case. We are continuing, we are doing everything but not repenting. Repentance, yeah? Yeah, repentance is not come. Krishna, I am just wasting my time, wasting my energy. And my mind is just, I am thinking so many things, all nonsense things. It is not at all helpful for my body or for my spiritual life, but still thinking. Unless you help, what I can do? This is a praying path. I don't know how to express all these things. Someone may think, oh, this is very deep. Oh. Bhakti means deep. Nothing is light here. Only praying, whole life. You see how, in case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day and night he was praying and thinking about Krishna and crying. 24-hour business. Where is there a chance to think about other things? This is not spiritual consciousness. Once someone became matured, he have to. For young boys, it's different. We have to train them. But once you reach at 50, after 45, 50, be serious. So that because before giving up this body, at least we have to realize something about spiritual matter. You understand? Something spiritual topic should reveal about Guru's position, about Shastra's position, about deity's position, about proper system's position. If something will reveal you, then you feel a little relaxed. Oh, at least in this life, I know something. I just realize something about Guru's blessing, their positions. Otherwise, not wasted. Next life we have to start. But this life, next life, what will happen? How we can get association? It is up to Krishna. And it is not very helpful. Next life, next means always next. You understand? Like tomorrow means always tomorrow. You cannot say tomorrow I will do. Tomorrow means then next day, then tomorrow. Tomorrow will never happen. Act on present. Future is uncertainty. Past already gone. Our teacher used to say. Our teacher always say, past already gone. Don't think about past. Future is uncertain. Act on present. Today you think. Next day, next life, I don't believe. This life, we know a pure devotee's, pure devotee's mood, pure devotee's state is everything. If you don't try best, if you don't try our best to get something, what is guarantee for next life? Bharat Maharaj have to wait 2 lives. And he was at that nearby house stage, he just fell down. In which stage we are? If we fall down, or we take second bath, then how many baths is required? Just compare. So we have to pray sincerely. And this is praying path. Krishna, please help me, help me. Unless you help, I cannot change my nature. I cannot become humble. I cannot become sincere. Yes. Bhavanihi karanam tatra sarvajyo jagadishwara anugraha nigraham ba manyase tadvidehinam. O Lord, since you are the omniscient Lord of the universe, you are the actual cause of freedom from illusion. You see, how perfect, clear, we can say, crystal clear vision a Kaliya is. Kaliya is representing. Crystal, yeah, crystal clear vision. This is spiritual life. Don't try to understand spiritual things by our own diligence. by your intelligence. Try to understand spiritual thing by their intelligence. You understand? Who's intelligent? You want to know Krishna? Try to understand through Kunti's intelligence, through Pandava's intelligence, through Dhruva's intelligence. Our intelligence only in Krishna consciousness, this is a gift for that purpose. For other purpose, it is nothing else. Only it gives you problem. You are inviting so many dangers to your life. We want to understand Krishna through, just we have to use our intelligence. How Dhruva Maharaj understood, how Prahlad understood, how Sudama, how even Kaliya. Yes. We have to understand these things. Very secret. Bhagavatam. This is Bhagavatam. What we are thinking, that is not a fact. What we are thinking, this is spiritual, that is not a fact. That is not a fact. Krishna is absolute. But try to understand Krishna through the pure devotees. Oh, Prabhupada said these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said these things. Gurudev said these things. Kaliya is saying these things. Nagavatni is saying. Yeah, this is the proper utilization of your intelligence. Try to understand pure devotee's mood. Pray for that. We can say that is the proper use of your independent in spiritual life. We want to Krishna. We want to understand Krishna. We want to understand Krishna through Guru, through Acharyas, through pure devotees. Directly, our senses, our intelligence is not so powerful, we can understand Krishna. Everything is, you can say, in absolute things. Krishna's all paraphernalia are absolute. When we are praying to Tulsi Devi, what we are praying? Moreya Vilas, Vilas Kunje Diyavas, Nayana Hariva Sada, Jugal Ruparas. Just please bless me. You should bless me. So that within the Kunja, always I will see the beauty of Radha and Krishna. When we are praying, we are realizing something. And this is our pure desire. Pure desire is not coming. Please keep me this place. This is not my place. When we have desire to stay in Goloka Vrindavan, then why will fight here? For the room, for the bed. You see, spiritual thing, all paraphernalia, it is a revealing process. You can't understand all these things. We are only just following. Bus. And still it is beneficial. But if you want to understand all these things, you want to get benefit some things, try to understand through Guru, through pure devotees. Dina Krishna Dasaka. He is his last prayer. So sincerely, he is praying. Dina Krishna Dasaka. He is a namorahai. Sri Radha Govinda Preme. What is that? Oh, Krishna, such a prayer. Who is realizing when we are praying, we are realizing. This is Dina Krishna Das saying. This is the, you want to understand Tulsi's glory? Then just pray to Dina Krishna Das. I am Dina Krishna Das. Dina Krishna Das akai more jana. Yes? Sada jana. He is jana more high. I want these things. Please, you sanction. I want to see you within the Kunja. I want to see Radha Krishna within the Kunjas and constantly. Sri Radha Govinda Preme Sada Jana Vasi. Oh Krishna, I want to drown. I want to swim in the Radha and Krishna's prayer. Oh, something is, when we are praying, something is coming, some spiritual feelings is coming, something is revealing, sincere mood is coming. No. As usual, everything, our obeisance is as usual, are coming and paying obeisance. Mahaprasada Govinda Nama Brahmani Vaishnava. Something, when we are accepting Mahaprasadam, something is revealing. Nothing. All these are spiritual things by our intelligence. And we have to pray to Acharyas. We have to pray to Krishna and always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Often seriously, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Nam, holy name. Yes. There is no other way than to pray. praying to Guru, praying to Kulinam, praying to Tulsi, praying to deities, praying to Vaishnavas. There are Vaishnava Bandhanas are there. Vaishnava Bandhanas, there are paying obeisance to all Vaishnavas. Yes, therefore Kali is saying, O Lord, since you are the omniscient Lord of the universe, you are the actually cause of freedom from illusion. You are the actually cause. Then our intelligence is actually cause. If you think I am very intelligent, then I can free from illusion. Possible? See? You know many things, but be careful. Actually cause of freedom from illusion is Krishna. You know, that is good. You know Krishna, you know Samtattva, that is good. But unless Krishna is our mercy, you can't free yourself from illusion. Who is saying? Kali is saying, now he's understood everything. By mercy. Please arrange for us whatever you consider the proper. You see, this is looks like not a prayer, but the essence of Vishwanatha Thakur says, because you are suffering. Why? Because Krishna punished, beating through his footsteps. So he was just giving the essence of the prayers. How can you say the essence of their wife's prayer? He's not praying separately, not glorifying Krishna's form, nothing. Just giving the essence. Please arrange for us whatever you consider proper. We are praying, please help me, please help me. I want like that. Krishna, please help me. Krishna, you know I am in problem. You want to know how to pray Krishna? You should know from Kali. Please arrange for us whatever you consider proper, whether it is mercy or punishment. This is a prayer for Krishna. I don't know Krishna. What is proper? You consider what is proper. When we are praying, then what we consider proper, we are praying. This is your foolishness. Foolishness. Yes. Krishna, this is, we are thinking this is very helpful for me, for my spiritual life. This is very helpful for my material life. Generally, when we are praying? What we like, what we think it is proper, we are praying. Pure devotee is above that. What is proper for me? Whatever you consider proper, whether it is mercy or punishment, please sanction it. Well, looks like Kaliya was very furious, but you see, after he got mercy, he just gave the essence. A simple prayer. Whole life you continue this simple prayer, you can achieve everything. It is free from, you can say this prayer, this sort of mood is just like free from desire. When we are praying and when we are achieving something, then what happened? Next time we are developing desire. Oh, because last time I pray, Krishna just sanctioned, now this time I will pray. Yeah. Devotees, is very difficult to know. Secret, all these are secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotee life is not a struggling life. We are struggling because we don't know secret. Why we are struggling? We don't know secrets. Some secrets are there. And even these secrets, if it will not reveal to you after hearing, after reading, it is up to Guru and Krishna's mercy. If Bhagavatam's mercy, if they will reveal to you, and these statements is your, I can say, is your life and soul for you. You mold your life with that, with all these statements. Oh, Bhagavat said these things. Finish. I don't have any idea now. You don't think devotees are not reading. They are not discussing. They are reading, they are discussing. But if Guru and Krishna and Bhagavat are not revealed to, a simple prayer, whole life you have to pray like that. Finish. This is a desire. You can say desire less. You want to free from desire. You want a pure and sure life. This is whatever you consider proper, whether it is mercy or punishment. Because I know without your mercy it is not possible to free from illusion. So why I'll pray something But is easy or difficult? Huh? To pray like that, is easy or difficult? Huh? Not possible? Why not? When thought will come, when desire will come, we are always approaching Krishna. Please, please help me. Please help me. Wow. You moan like that. When you go to Krishna, you cannot pray like that. You cannot, how can I say, Krishna, please help me? You don't know? How can I pray? He is within the heart. We are preaching. He is within our heart. And we are coming and saying, please help me. He don't know. You want help? Then why I'll pray? When we are praying for help, when we are praying for some things, that means we are increasing our desire. And once it, you not achieve these things, we are losing faith and suspect come, doubt come. And what you are praying, that may not be good for you. Krishna knows, therefore he is not sanctioning, but still you are developing doubt towards parampara, towards guru, towards acharyas, towards Krishna. It is your problem. Problem is with you. Problem is with not bhakti yoga. Be sure. You can't blame anyone. Even you can't blame devotees. You cannot blame devotees. Oh, devotees are like that, devotees. What devotees? You are pure. Your mood is pure. Krishna will help you. Wherever you may be, in east, west, woman body, man body, sannyasi, brahmachari, whoever you be. Purify your desire. Develop your desire. Krishna will arrange. Don't blame anyone. This is your own fault. This is your own mistake. You cannot condemn anyone. You understand? Yes. Therefore, a pure devotee is, he never blames someone, he never, he don't want to condemn someone. He knows. Whatever Krishna is sanctioning, either punishment or mercy, it is up to Krishna. It is up to Krishna. And actually, all these are secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam. You pray to Krishna like that. You start to cultivate your life like that. Whatever you consider proper, whether it is mercy or punishment. So we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, what is good for me, you know. What is proper that you should do? I don't want, I want like that, I want to become a guru, I want to become sannyasi, I want to become like that. Whatever is good for me, you know. Like mother. She knows what is good for his children. He knows. You know. Just sanction. We are not simple. Our prayers are not, we can say, we are not praying sincerely. Therefore, something is happening to us. So, Kali, you are praying like that. Say, Sukavacha. Ityakarnabacha praha bhagavan karyamanusam natrasteyam tvaya sarpam samudram jahimachiram sugyantyapatyadaradhyo gonruvhi bhujyate nadi. When Krishna, can you pray like that? Krishna, just you see, Krishna only order you leave this place. Kaliya just, he said, either what is proper, you just do it. You consider what is proper, either punishment or mercy. And Krishna said this thing. Iti akarna vacha praha. Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing Kaliya's word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting the role of a human being, replied, O serpent, you may not remain here any longer. You don't think Krishna is very hard-hearted person? Sadhus are hard-hearted person? No. Sadhu sometimes, why they become so hard? Vajrat, their heart sometimes like thunderbolt. You understand? Sadhu's nature, this is Chaitanya Bhagavatas. Their eyes soft as flower, and sometimes eyes soft as thunderbolt. When you are breaking principles, religious principles, who give up his father, mother, you don't think you have some affection for anyone. Be careful. Therefore, sadhus, they are unattached. Except Krishna, they have no special attachment. He is my disciple. He is just giving donation. Forget. He may not be sadhu. When you are breaking principle, he cannot tolerate. But jrat sometimes is very heavy. कठोरतापि कुसुमात् कोमलतापि. Sometimes is very heavy like thunderbolt and soft like flower. This is sadhusa. Yes. Why we came to Krishna consciousness? Why you came to Krishna consciousness? Sadhu, he sadhu. You know, most within this three world, according to Indian principle, I am saying, I don't know in West what is the principle. This is Indian principle. I can show you so many writers. One nectar is in heaven. You understand? One nectar is in heaven. But here is one nectar. You can feel you are drinking nectar when mother is there. When mother is saying something, mother is cooking, mother is speaking. And sadhu, he rejects father, mother. For Krishna, he rejects his father and mother. No one is dear than. Even in India before, they may possible to give up their wife, but they cannot give their father, mother. I can show you 100 cases nearby the villages. They said to their wife, I cannot give up my father, mother. If you don't like to stay with me, you may go. My father, mother is everything for me. But now it is changing. Great change within 10 years. But we burn this. We are not using any, you know, after taking food, we are not using any towels like handkerchiefs to wash our hand. Always mothers, anchal, how can you say, sari? We are just going, cleaning our hand, cleaning our mouth through mothers, sleeping. Even when I was young, when I was going to leave ashram, as going to leave our house, just few days before I was sleeping in lap, my mother's lap. Hey, like pillow, I was sleeping. And I said, mother, I want to become sadhu. I don't want to marry. He said, why? I said, I don't like to marry. You have many sons. You have other six brothers, five brothers, five sons. I don't want to marry. He said, okay. You can go, no problem. But you have to come to see me. He said, I will come. I said, I will come. So, because I don't like to marry. And I don't want, from my childhood, I don't like two things. I don't like to marry and I don't like to do some work, like job. To stay someone's under, it is very difficult. Working under someone, very difficult. I know, because many officers said this thing, this very nasty job. When you work under the officers, you have to make so many things. Even nonsense things, they will say, I just pass this bill. You have to take bribe, this one, that one. From my beginning, I just promised two things. I don't want to marry, I don't want to teach up. But Krishna just sanctioned these things. From my beginning. And I said to my mother, mother, I want. And she said, okay, but you should come to see me. I said, yes, I'll come. But I never go. Once I came, I never went. Yes. And because I came to such a place, Gurudev was there. You cannot go anywhere. You never saw. He knows little. Because for Westerners, Gurudev is different. For Indians, Gurudev is different. Very different. If your mother will die, he will not allow you to go there. One devotee, he was a servant. Still he is there. He is brahmachari. His mother is going to die. His brother came. And he is preparing his luggage and went to President. President said, no, I cannot say. You just go to Maharaj. Gurudev. Gurudev is there. And he went to Gurudev. Gurudev said, why? If you go to your mother, to see your mother will live. You have power to live him. You have power to give life. Then why will go? Better you serve Krishna, your mother will get benefit. We never allow. Yes. Very strict life. Nowadays, no one can stay. The relation with father, mother, this one, that one. How you will become sadhu? Therefore, sadhu have no attachment. He give up everything. A real sadhu, he give up everything. What to speak about money and old man? He's spitting over money and old man. One day he just give up everything, can go. A real sadhu is like that. You don't think you're throwing money, you can stop his mouth. Forget about this idea. Those are money-minded, those are not sadhu. Through money you can control them, through woman you can control them. Those are real sadhu, you cannot control them. They know, Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. So they know all these things. They are always depending on Krishna. What is good for you? Good for me? Just arrange. And you don't think Krishna is very hard-hearted, sadhu is hard-hearted. I am saying this thing. How sweetly Krishna is saying, oh Sarpan, Sarpa, even is Krishna, you as a Vaishnava, how can you say, if you ask this question, I cannot solve this thing. Krishna ever excuses some offenders, Vaishnava offenders? Huh? Then how he excuse Kaliya? Krishna never want to talk with any Vaishnava offenders. He don't want to exchange something with offenders. He has offended to Garuda. Why? Why Krishna? You cannot give answer. Only one answer is there. As far as my knowledge, I don't know. Maybe this is Bhagavatam. What we know? As for my intelligence, I know these things. Because his wives are pure devotees. They are praying. Please Krishna, excuse. Yes. When Vaishnavas pray, then Guru or Krishna, they can excuse. I know this principle. Once Gurudev was there, one incident happened, this still devotee is there. And I remark, same mentality, is continuing with same mentality. Guru, his Guru. Wow. My Gurudev, he just gives some statements about some devotees. Still I remark, these devotees are like that. He's so pure. He said, you are lazy, means still now he's lazy. He said you are a fault finder, still is fault finder. Such a vision, clear vision, oh, I never saw anywhere. To whom he says something, he still loves him. Still loves him. Clear vision. Pandivad was there, he just asked one question to Gurudev. Gurudev, how can I know you will deliver me? He says, what? What? That means you are suspecting Guru. This is not your job. Guru said, today I am rejecting you. I'm rejecting you. You cannot ask. You have to know what to ask. Question. Nowadays it is common. They can ask anything. You may ask anything, but you don't think Sadhu speaks everything to you. Forget. You have to know what to ask. How to ask. And it does not mean, oh, I am asking question. This is my habit, I can ask any questions. And Gurudev becomes so heavy. I am rejecting him. And he is not eating, just crying, one day, two days. Gurudev said, I don't want to see his face. What is your business to know? Why Guru will deliver you? No? Gurudev is not like in our position. Even you don't know Guru's position, then why you are asking these things? Gurudev said, I want to reject him. Then he was crying, and all devotees become fed up. He's crying, he's not eating anything. And that was Gurudev. Well, I cannot do anything. Ask to Vaishnavas. Then they held meetings. All seniors came. Then all seniors came and approached for these devotees. Gurudev, please one time just excuse. Gurudev said, yes, I am excusing only because all of you now approaching for him. This is Vaishnava procedure. Otherwise, I am not accepting. Be careful. When you are not performing bhakti, this is good. For me, this is good. This is my idea. Like army people, they are good. There is chance for them. Once they associate with Krishna, devotees, there is hope for them. But you are a devotee, but you are committing offense always towards pure devotees and doubt. You are blocking. You lose everything. Spiritual things, material things, you lose everything. Yes. Very careful. Therefore, we are studying, we are just morning time, we are reading this Amrish life history. This topic will come. Even someone may be very powerful like Shivji, but if you offended a pure devotee, there is no chance. Although I am young and my word is like little heavy, I saw practical, in my practical way, practical life, I saw those are offended Gurudev. Then now not in bhakti choka. I remark. very scrutiny nicely. At that time I was a new devotee, but very sharp blind by Guru's mercy. I'm just hearing everything and touching. They're not. And those are little creating little discrepancy, yeah? Little problem for Gurudev. Now they're suffering so much. Yes. Therefore Shastra says, don't approach Guru. Don't be close. And what is that Prabhupada used to say? Ati parichayata avagya. Familiarity. Familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity breeds contempt. You don't think Sadhu Guru wants to share his experience in loving you. That means you can take advantage. You take spiritual advantage. But you don't know. If one drop of tear will come from his eye, your whole life will finish. Be careful. If a pure devotee, just for 1 second he will cry. For your activities, you will finish whole life. Krishna have no power. Million of life. Now stop. You cannot go to anywhere. Straight towards hell. This is pure devotee's power. Yes. Sula pani samajadi Vaishnavara ninde. If someone is very powerful like Sivaji, but he is criticizing Vaishnava, he will go to hell. Lakhandi, Sula pani. This verse is there. Yeah, tomorrow morning you just remind me, I can show you. Vidavarat is saying. King Rahugan is saying. Rahugan is saying. I am very fearful. Very fearful to disrespect Brahmins. Shulapani. Yes, they are not hard-hearted. Krishna still is so merciful. Krishna is saying. Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing Kaliya's word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was creating, acting the role of a human being, replied, O serpent, you may not remain here any longer. Go back to the ocean immediately, accompanied by your retinue of children, wives and other relatives and friends. Let this river be enjoyed by the cows and humans. This is Krishna's blessing. He just was the upender. Before he was creating problem for cows, before he was creating, no one is coming to this to that land. And he was always also creating problem. He was a competitor of Garuda. What do you see? Where Vaishnava prays? Immediately Krishna, he said, okay, you just go to, now, you don't stay here. Just allow here. For the cows and human beings, they can drink this water, they can sport here. They can take bath here. You find out this verse, huh? No. Okay. And Krishna is saying, Yayatet sansmaret stubhyam mad jayetat sansmaret martyam stubhyam madanusasanam kirtayan ubhayo sandhya na jusmat bhayat bhayam apnuyan. If a mortal being attentively remember my command to you to leave Vrindavan and go to the ascent, and the narrates the account at sunrise and sunset, he will never be afraid of you. Those are very afraid snakes. They have afraid towards snakes. This is the procedure. If someone, a mortal being, attentively remember my command to you to leave Vrindavan and go to ocean. And Vishwanath Jagat Thakur in that verse is just giving commentaries. Still one place in Vrindavan, this is not within the Vrindavan, you have to go in a different direction, more than 20 kilometers. This is within the national highway. You know from Agra, from Chatigira towards Delhi, I went there, one place is there, Kaliya 1, there was branch of Jamuna, and Kaliya was returning with all his kids, wives. He was returning to Asan. But Kaliya, he want to see. Again, because he was staying in Vrindavan for a long time. He want to see the Vrindavan. When he just turned his face, and Krishna said, hey, you cannot turn your face. Look forward. Don't look backward. This village name is also named by Kaliya's name. Yeah. Don't look for backward. Just look forward. Because Otherwise, cows, coward boys, they may develop fearness. Oh, Kali, maybe Kali will return. Because everyone at that time, they are judging Kali is just returning, leaving Vrindavan. Everyone is judging. So when they return, then all, when he is just, I'm going to say, looks towards back, all coward boys, they start to say to Krishna, Krishna, you see how Kali just now wants to return. Then Krishna said, Kali, you cannot return. You cannot look backward, just look forward. This place is there, still there. And those have fearness towards snake. Here Krishna is saying, Madanu Sasanam, my instructions towards you, or my chastisement, my punishment towards you, if someone is remembering in morning and daytime, in morning and in day, the morning and night, then he will free from fear towards you. Josmin snatva mada kride deva din starpayat jalai upasyo masman sansmaran archet sarva papa pramuchyate. If one bath in the place of my pastimes and offer the water of this lake to the demigods and other worshipable personalities, or if one observe a fast and duly worshipping and remembering me, he is sure to become free from all sinful reactions. You just remark how Krishna is merciful. Krishna performed a leela with Kaliya, and Kaliya was very poisonous. His attitude was different. Now this is Tirtha. Within the Vrindavan, Krishna play with Kaliya, with this leg. And Krishna is saying, this is now another Tirtha. I create another Tirtha. And he said, why is he saying Kaliya? Why he said these things to Kaliya? Just remember it. That means Kaliya, indirectly, No. Why he said to Kaliya? First he ordered Kaliya, you should go to Vasan with your families. Next what he said, if someone hear my instructions, my punishments, my leelas with you, then he will just remove his fear towards you, towards all snakes. But now why he is saying to Kaliya? That means Kaliya, you help me to perform some leela. You don't think you are a simple person, because Kaliya is thinking. So how can I know Krishna's mercy is with me? How can I know? Because Krishna is just kicking me out from Vrindavan. Krishna is just saying, just leave Vrindavan. So whether Krishna's mercy is with me or not, Kaliya is just feeling sad. And Krishna is saying, you see, due to you, I performed some leela and this place is now Tirtha. If someone just fasting here and worshipping demigods and worshipping forefathers, they can free from simple activities. You don't think Sadhu, Guru, Krishna's there had acted? No. They're always ready to serve mercy. But this is your fault. This is our fault. We don't want his mercy. It's our fault. Krishna is so kind. If one bath this place, my pastimes, and offer water this lake to the demigods and other worship personalities, or if one observe fast and duly worship and remember me, he is sure to become free from all sinful reactions. Purport. According to Acharyas, the Lord spoke this verse to make it clear to Kaliya that he could by no means to remain in the Jamuna lake. Although Lord has merciful, pardoned the serpent and order him to go to the ocean with his associates, Kaliya should not ever consider requesting to remain in the lake. Kaliya is not saying, please allow me, I will stay here. No. He is obedient follower. You understand the mood? Krishna wants. And because it was now to become the holy place for spiritual pilgrimages. Yes. This is Krishna's mercy. In Kaliya, Gurudev used to say this verse. About Rupa Goswami, this verse is there. Gurudev is saying, Krishna, everyone is saying you perform Kaliya Leela, but for me, Kaliya Leela is not still finished. because my mind is more severe, more heavy than Kali. Unless you punish my mind, unless you sour mercy, I don't think your lila is finished, your Kaliya lila is finished. Rupa Goswami praying like that. My mind is as like as Kaliya. And you should play with him. And you just subdue, punish, rectify. Then I will admit, yes, your lila is finished. Otherwise, I will not admit that your lila already finished, Kaliya lila. Rupa Goswami's prayer. Hare Krishna. जय ग्रंथ श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद गुरुदेव की जय निधाय गौर।